All right, Buccaneer fans, this is Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, and this is the beginning of the much-anticipated Buccaneers 2014 season. I'm Scott Smith of Buccaneers.com. With me, as always, is T.J. Reeves, the Bucs sideline guy for the Buccaneers Radio Network. T.J., there's a million storylines for this preseason game, the first one under Lovie Smith, but one of them is this is the first time we're getting to see these new uniforms in action. It's amazing, isn't it? I didn't know we were going to – I mean, I knew we were going to get to see them, but I sort of forgot, and it looks so different than what we're used to.
Well, and that's one of the cool things about the preseason, and I know Ed Botker's going to work hard here to get you a shot of a couple of players. They got the new unis out here on the field. We see the specialists working out right here with the new. It's a much brighter red. You got the pewter now up on the shoulder pads. You got the red coming up there on the pads. What are we, Mr. Blackwell? Are we ready for Project Runway? But the other thing that stands out is obviously the massive logo on the chrome helmet, the chrome pewter helmet now. And fans have been seeing this and have been coming out to camp or been watching Buccaneers.com, but it's going to be fun to finally see it under the lights where they actually have the uniform.
I want to see what happens when the lights are on and what happens with those reflective numbers with the trim, because we don't know yet,
right.
But it could be cool. We know that it makes a really interesting effect under flash photography, but just in normal gameplay, what's it going to look like? It's going to be interesting.
Sure, and you know, everything is new, I guess, with, as you mentioned, Lovie Smith, new head coach. We're here in Jacksonville, where they've got new video boards. Again, we're going to challenge Ed to show you what the video boards look like here at Everbank Field. Wouldn't it be cool to watch a movie? Forget about just a football game. These things are massive here at Everbank Field. So a lot of new, and we're going to try not to watch TV because there's going to be plenty of action on the field is the bottom line.
We can go see Guardians of the Galaxy over the weekend after this game. But right now the big topic is Buccaneers starting out. There are a million storylines because Lovie Smith and GM Jason Light totally reshaped the roster over the offseason. It's a completely new-looking team to you. What's one big storyline you want to follow tonight?
Well, change everywhere. Change at head coach, change at GM, and change with the personnel. I think the one thing, and it may not be sexy, but most of the fans are going to be watching the offensive line. You got four positions that are basically new, with the exception of DeMar Dotson at right tackle. You're going to have a new starter, basically, depending on Jamon Meredith. You're going to have a new starter, basically, at every other offensive line position. And you hear the cliche, it starts up front. It's true. It's literal. If they cannot get together as a unit in this camp and in this preseason, forget about what Josh McCown can or can't do or trying to run the ball with Doug Martin and Bobby Rainey and Charles Sims. It starts with those guys up front. So I'm anxious to see them as a cohesive group tonight and pay attention to the big uglies, as they have been known on the offensive line.
A lot of the great stories are in offense, and you sort of alluded to the one that spoke to me. The thing I want to see most tonight is the performance of the running backs, because that position has so much talent, so much depth, and we don't know how it's going to sort out yet. We know Doug Martin's the starter, but we also know that Lovie Smith and Jeff Tedford want to use multiple backs. We're pretty certain that Charles Sims is going to be involved. He's a third-round pick. They love his pass-catching ability, so I'm pretty certain he's going to make the team and be involved. But what happens with Bobby Rainey and Mike James and Jeff Dimps, the Gator that everybody loves? Do they all make the team? Who's active on game day? Who gets the most carries? That's what I want to see tonight and throughout the whole preseason. Can one of these guys show enough that the coaching staff goes, okay, that's the guy?
I would not count on seeing an awful lot, not just tonight, but throughout the preseason. I don't know, but I would not count on seeing an awful lot here, because these teams want to play things close to the vest. You got new coaching staff, Jeff Tedford's offense, keep as much of it under wraps. I mean, yeah, we're anxious to see if Charles Sims and Doug Martin are on the field at the same time. We may see it tonight. Then again, we may not see it at all in the preseason. We may not see it until week one against Carolina to see what people do. We may see two tight end looks or three tight end looks tonight or in the preseason, or we may not see it until week one against Carolina. So that's one of the great unknowns.
Your point is very good. You're not going to see a lot of the playbook, but you are going to get to see these guys in normal vanilla plays, and Rainey's going to get to run some of them. James is going to get to run some of them. Charles Sims is probably going to catch a pass or two. And who's going to stand out in all of that? That's the point I was trying to make. That's what I want to see. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I know already tonight we're without Alteron Verner and Mike Jenkins. They're fine. They have minor leg injuries. Just taking it easy with them. Deshaun Goldson. But that's not a terrible thing at all in the preseason, because we already know what to expect from those guys, especially Deshaun and Alteron. But we're going to see more of a Danny Gore and a Major Wright. And how deep is the secondary and how many of those guys are going to be involved in the regular season?
Well, and a guy like Leonard Johnson, who is battling to make this football team and made it as a rookie free agent a couple of years ago, still in this camp. Jonathan Banks back for his second year. They're going to be counted on. I'm interested on the defensive line as well. Michael Johnson on the right end is pretty well established. Free agent from Cincinnati. Buccaneer fans will get their first look at him tonight. What happens at left defensive end? Adrian Claiborne is now over there primarily on the left side trying to play left defensive end. Where does Daquan Bowers factor in? Where does William Golston factor in? Keep an eye on that, Buccaneer fans, because I don't know in the musical chairs if there's a chair for everybody there. You would hope that there is, but you can only keep 53 guys, so that's a fascinating camp battle there on the defensive line, left defensive end.
Yeah, especially with Daquan Bowers, and it'll be interesting tonight if we see him playing both inside and outside, and what he does first. Does he come in as the second three-technique tackle after Gerald McCoy, as he's listed on the depth chart? And then after that, does he play some end? Because according to Lovie Smith, what the Buccaneers want out of him is that guy on game day. When you keep seven of them active, that gives you backup, that gives you depth and a safety net at both spots if he can fill in at both spots.
Well, and so many questions surround this team. I don't think defense is going to be one of them. If we know anything about Lovie Smith and what he did in Chicago, and obviously the link to Tony Dungy and the great defense, with Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks having gone into the Hall of Fame now in each of the last 2 years, defense is not going to be the thing to be most concerned about here as preseason gets underway. So I think we're anxious and excited to see a lot of this unfold, a lot of newness, and there's a lot of optimism in and around this football team going into this preseason.
I think you're onto something, TJ, but I actually think what the biggest concern is whether or not I can rebound after last year's demolishing performance by you and pick the click. Especially in the second half of the season.
I don't even remember what we picked.
I just remember that it wasn't going well for me.
Right, okay.
So we're going to start a brand new season.
Over that.
The slate is clean.
The slate clean.
And we're going to finish up tonight, as usual, with our picks to click. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
It's the preseason. It's your show.
Okay.
Give me a pick.
All right, I'm going to go back to the running backs. Remember, we're going to see 80 to 90 guys on each side, right? And by the third and fourth quarter, we're going to be seeing a lot of players, especially if you're a Bucs fan, on the Jacksonville side who you don't recognize at all, and a lot of guys that aren't going to be in the NFL this year. The Buccaneers' running back depth is so deep that you're going to be playing guys that I think maybe could be starters in the NFL against third and fourth stringers in the second half. That's why I'm going to go with Mike James. I think he'll get a lot of time in the second half. I wanted to say Mike Kafka because he's the Northwestern quarterback.
Right,
that's my alma mater.
Tobias,
had to throw that in there. But I'm going to go with Mike James in the second half, getting a chance to play against some of the third and fourth stringers.
I think if I'm going to go pick to click for this game tonight, I'm curious at wide receiver. What a battle it's going to be between about four or five guys. When you talk Streeter and Murphy and Owusu, and I'm probably leaving somebody out that's battling in that group. Sky Dawson that's there battling in that group. Lavelle Hawkins, who played for Jeff Tedford at Cal. I think a guy to keep an eye on, Lewis Murphy, local guy. I think he might do something fun, something special here in Jacksonville tonight. I'll go Lewis Murphy, hometown pick the click.
Awesome. Well, our cameraman, Ed Biker, shaking his head at me for that Northwestern plug.
He
wants to see Jeff Demps.
He's a Gator guy.
A lot of guys want to see Jeff Demps. A lot of Buccaneer fans want to see a lot of these guys they haven't seen in action yet. It's the first preseason game, but for that reason, it's still an exciting night, right?
It's going to be a lot of fun here, and football is back. Buccaneer football is back. I know we're excited.
That's enough said right there.